KB2HX S-Mobile. KO4HKX, KB2HX S. 4HKX, KB2HX S. KB2HX S-Mobile.
2T Mobile.
QRZ, this is W8KMX.
KMX, Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango. I think you and I have talked before. Name here is Rusty.
Hello, Rusty. Name here is Dan, Dog Able Nancy, I'm mobile and I've already forgotten. WU2 Tango, I believe it is. Rusty, I'm on the west side of Greenville, parked, and I have a few minutes to wait here, and I figured I'd just listen on the repeater. So good to meet you, Rusty. Again, the name is Dan. I live in Walhalla, so just came to Greenville for some doctor's appointments. Go ahead.
Yeah, name here, of course you got name to the call, right, and the name is Rusty. Next to Spartanburg, and I'm headed over to the post office over here. I got to take some packages that are being shipped out with Christmas cookies and things in them for relatives, one going to Florida, one going to Michigan today. And I'm just trying to get things done, so the wife is down at 96. They're visiting a big place. Our niece is visiting a place down there that sells all kinds of pecans, flavors and everything, so she's down there. And I've been at my church because I'm going on the board as an elder at the end of this month. And we were learning about some new things today, and I was in there. Got to go back later when the guy gets through doing the work he's working on. So anyway, and I'm hoping in a couple of more weeks to have my HF rig back on the air. So little things here and there, you know, I know how that goes.
Roger, roger. Well, sounds like you got your day cut out for you, Rusty. Fair enough on all. I used to live here in Simpsonville, but I moved to Walhalla several years ago. So actually to try to get away mostly from the hustle and bustle of the big town in South Carolina. Hi. So you might tell me where the 2 call comes from. How long have you been down here in South Carolina? Go ahead.
Well, I've been a ham. I've been in South Carolina. I was looking for this is a vanity call. I got it a few years ago. I was looking for a call about 8-9 years ago when I wanted to start doing a lot of CW, and I had been picking it up, doing more, and my call, AJ4RK, was not really a good CW call, and so I went looking, and I found 1 and 2 land and 1 and 3 land, and I put in my list to get one of those, and they granted me the 1 for 2 land. So I've been a WU2T for the last 10 years or so. And as my friends in town say, I'm wound up too tight. So that's why people give me that W2T, and I hear all kinds of jokes about it.
Actually, that's a pretty good acronym there. It's tough for me to come up with an acronym with an X in it. And I've had this call since I was a novice in West Virginia 100 years ago. And it seems as though even though I moved around the states and got secondary calls, I never really had one that was convertible to something. I like that, wound up too tight. I think that is terrific, and only because you said that, I will remember it. And congratulations on being elected and getting ready to become an elder. You might tell me what method of church it is, what denomination, and would you be considered a, quote, teaching elder? This is the KMX.
Like it's the oldest Presbyterian church since before the United States was born. And we've celebrated 255 years here recently. So we celebrated our 250 years before the U.S. did. And we're just elders. We are the ones that are in charge for making sure everything goes. We have teachers that do other teaching things, but elders run the church. you know, make sure the bills are paid, make sure the staff is covered, and all that other stuff that needs to be done. And I'll be finding out a whole lot more about what I'm going to be doing, and everything as it gets closer to the date when I'm installed, which is, will be after the first of the year. So it's a new thing for me, and I've only been a member of this church for 48 years, so, you know, 48, 49 years come the first of the year. So, you know, it's things going along, and I'm learning more every day. And they were talking about going to doctors earlier and everything else. I did my share of doctors back in May when I had triple bypass surgery. I've decided I don't want to go around too many of them anymore.
That's pretty good, Rusty. Kind of like my dog. First time to the vet, she really liked it, but now when we get close, she knows that she's not going to like it. So I understand trying to stay away from the doctors there. You were a little bit shaky into the repeater initially, and I missed the part where you told me that the denomination, I did not get that. Tell me that once again.
Up on high and it'll work a little better. Presbyterian, Presbyterian USA, United States of America, USA. We're one of the biggest presbyteries in the world, basically. So, I'm a member of our local Presbyteries Disaster Assistance Team, and also for the state of South Carolina. I get all kinds of bennies being a ham, I guess. And doing things like that, so and all. But yeah, I've been a member of this church since 1976, and they finally decided I was good enough to be elected an elder. So the election will be held this next week, and then I go to training for a day, and then they quiz me, and then I get installed.
Roger, Roger, got 100% of that. So WU2TWAKMX, fair enough. I got it all fine that time, and I thought that may have been the case, Presbyterian USA. I am a member of Presbyterian PCA, and so I'm sure you know the history there and the difference and all that kind of stuff. Like I said, I'm from Wahala right now, been living over there about 25 years. So kicking up the high power made the difference, Rusty.
Where Wahala is, I used to be a high school football referee for the state of South Carolina. So I got to the first few years, which were 75 and 76 when I moved up here, I got to go on what they called the Woodpecker Trail, which was every little 1A school in every little town that was in driving distance of my home. So I know where Wahala is, been there a number of times, been down through there doing some work in the past. So good area down there. I'd like to get further out, but my wife likes where we are, and my new wife, since my first one died about 13 years, so things are going along there. So anyway, things are going good, and I'm about to arrive up here at the post office, and I'm going to need to get out and get in, take these two packages in, and get them mailed, and keep my wife happy about them. Anyway, good to talk to you, Dan. You have a good rest of the day, and if we don't talk to you again, you have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and we'll catch you later. WAKMX, this is Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango. 7-3's on your final.
W8KMX. Fair enough, Rusty. Good copy. Good copy that time. So thanks for riding along with me. I appreciate you coming back to my call. And 73's to you, and I hope you and your family have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year as well. This is W8 Kilo Mexico X-Ray. Mobile is clear. Take care.
WNS, mobile monitoring.
U0NF, I think it was, W8KMX. The name is Dan, and I'm located in Greenville.
It's Whiskey Zero November Sierra. I'm Jonathan, mobile in 6 Mile at the moment, but I'm heading over to your stomping grounds over toward Wahala. Going to do some hiking around the fish hatchery and scout for someone's on the air.
Sounds good. I haven't been to the fish hatchery in many, many years. So I guess it's still operating and all that kind of stuff. In any case, nice to meet you, Jonathan. And I know where 6 Mile is located. Drive through there on many occasions, depending on what route I take to and from, that kind of thing. So I appreciate you giving me a call. Just, I can't stay but a couple of minutes, but I just wanted to let you know that you were following the Premier, and I copy you pretty nice there. Go ahead.
Appreciate that, even if it is short time. I'm sometimes not sure how this mobile station reaches all the way over to Caesar's Head. It's good to hear that it's coming pretty clear. As far as I know, it's still continuously operating. I guess I'll find out today, though. But I'm always happy to hear somebody calling out on the repeater, because a lot of times I'll call out and no one's available. So I wanted to make sure I got you a call back at the minimum.
Well, Murphy's Law struck. Just as soon as I told you you were solid into the repeater, now you're shaking into the repeater. It never fails, Jonathan. But still yet, I got basically 100% of it. So you have a good day there, and I hope you enjoy your trip up to the hatchery. And I think you said you were going to work POTA. So 73's, talk to you later. And I've already forgotten your call. Sorry about that. This is WA Kilo Mexico X-ray.
KMX, Whiskey Zero, November Sierra. Thanks, Dan. 73 to you, sir. And I'll catch you on the airway soon.
73's Jonathan, W8KMX clear.
Hello, Oscar 4, Delta Zulu Sierra, looking for a radio check.
KO4DZX, I believe. We're loud, clear, full body. On all the way out, I'm in 6 Mile, I'll have you copy me.
After call, I listened to you talk to W8KMX. I am riding through Sandy Springs Mobile right now, so we're talking. We're probably, as the crows flies, about maybe 5-6 miles apart, but we're talking through Caesar Head. That's pretty funny.
I'll occasionally keep it on national calling or one of the other simplex frequencies and try to chat. Every now and then I'll hear somebody. I haven't made a good contact local with it, but such a good reason to have the Blue Ridge Escarpment up there and all the repeaters body plus. What kind of rig you running?
I work in Greenville. So I'm just working from home today, but I keep this one programmed. I keep the 030 program too. I got dual tuners on this radio, so I keep those two live.
Hear it. Glad to hear it. Yeah, once I get over toward the fish hatchery, I think I'll probably drop out a bit more, but I'll be carrying my HT with me just in case. And we got a GMRS. I'll be monitoring weather, and I don't know if I'm going to pick up any of the North Georgia GMRS folks on a weekday, but we'll see.
Yeah, you may get something. Yeah, I could crossband repeat with this radio, so I guess when I start doing some camping, start doing some stuff, I'm going to bring that along so I can take the HT with me and just bounce it through this to a repeater.
Man, I've got a couple of different functions on here, like crossband repeat, and I've got the audio relay parent repeater function. I haven't used them yet, but we'll get around to it eventually.
Function, because I tested it out a couple times last year, talking to some of the guys on the 030. I could bounce it through and get the HT, and we're doing walking around the yard, walking around the rope. They could hear me pretty good.
I'm going to be scouting for summits on the air. I haven't done any POTA yet or any SOTA yet, but there's a lot of areas in the upstate that overlap with those. And I just got my first HD rig. It's a small QRP thing. But I wanted to do a little scouting and do a little enjoyable hiking before I start setting up an antenna and maybe getting frustrated with it. Wanted to just have some fun and get out in the woods a little bit first to scout.
Same mindset. I can agree 100%. I can relate. That's exactly, I don't know about the soda, but I definitely want to at some point, I'll probably start. I'm not a real big contester, but I'm going to try and do it just to, it seems like something everybody's doing, so I'm going to do some of it. But I want to start camping, and I just want to go camping and do ham radio things, you know, and it's just part of part of the process, I guess. But, yeah, I look forward to doing that. A guy, I'm learning CW on the, I'm using the Long Island CW Club, and one of the instructors is really big into soda.
Yeah, I'm not much into, say, the, like, rock climbing side of things. I don't think I'll be, you know, scaling any faces of mountains, but of the 33 applicable mountains in the South Carolina region, only about, I think, maybe 21 of them, 24, something like that, are on accessible property. The rest are inside private property or Greenville Watershed, which is nearly impossible to get access to, like Hogback Mountain. But a lot of the others you can get really close by car, and it's not that long of a hike. So it's not too much more. I mean, I've parked further from the grocery store entrance than I have from, say, Laurel Fork Mountain that I went out and scouted this weekend. What area do you camp in?
KB2H access. Do you have your DCS on your radio there? I keep hearing a squawk.
No, I think I've just got the open tone for this repeater, but I'm starting to dip down into a lot of hills on the east side, correction, west side of 6 Mile, and I might be picket fencing around the mountains and whatnot.
Oh, okay, okay. Anyway, KB2HXS is the call. I'm just mobiling around here. Did somebody say Long Island? Was that the other fellow saying something about Long Island?
Talking about the Long Island CW Club. I'm using them to learn Morse code.
Oh, okay, okay. No, I'm from Long Island. That's why I had the radio turned down a little bit. I'm like, oh, somebody said something about Long Island. Oh boy, somebody else here but me.
I've been them for several years now, just learning. They have a really good program if you want to learn Morse code. It's the LICW, Long Island CW Club. This is KO4DZS.
All righty, very good. Name here is Dave, and it's KO4DZS. Is that correct? KO4?
Chapter 4, Delta Zulu Sierra. And my name is Scott, and I'm in Pendleton.
Oh, cool. I'm down here, and I'm on Pelham Road by 85 here. So I'm in the... I don't know if this is, I don't think this is Greer or Taylor's. Yeah, I'm in kind of the Greenville area.
I work up off of Fair Forest. If you know where the UPS depot is, I work across the street from there.
I sure don't. I'm sure if Shane were on, yeah, he'd probably know that area better than me. He was an old UPS driver. But no, I'm out here fixing heat. I do heat and air conditioning, and fixing people's heaters today.
You know where the train supply store is?
I think so. Oh, yes, I do. Yes, yes. I know where you're at.
So that's where I'm at most of the time. Not today, though.
Gotcha. Well, unfortunately, I don't do a lot with trains. it's tough to get parts for those guys.
I couldn't get any. But I work in the office now. I did HVS service work for decades. I mean, I've done that. I've been in that field basically my whole life. I'm 61 now.
Oh, okay. You're behind me. I'm 62. I worked mainly in Florida on air conditioning, and down there, that's 8 days a week, you know, and twice on Sunday.
Hey, it's definitely, it could get busy around here, but yeah, I work in the, I do control systems now. I design control systems now, so that's what I do now.
Oh, okay. A bit in Florida with the air conditioning down there. Not a lot of heat, mainly air conditioning. It's subtropics down there, so it's a whole different world than it is up here. Didn't really learn the gas stuff until I got up here. And I like gas heat more. It's a heck of a lot more efficient than the heat pumps. The last 2 days, the heat pumps don't work worth a flip.
Really below like 25 degrees, and you might as well just, that's why nowadays dual fuel is the way you want to go on that kind of stuff. But yeah, I spent you know, as a young kid and stuff, I had a family member that I used to work with, and I, my uncle had a plumbing and heating company upstate New York, and I spent a lot of time working on oil furnaces and stuff like that, boilers, for years and years and years. And then when I came down here originally, everywhere I went, if it was oil or a boiler, I got spent on it. So I got stuck with all the oil stuff for years.
Yeah, I did oil burners up in New York too. Yeah, I worked on a few. That's
that's a light.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's filthy.
As a little kid, I was the go push the button kid. Go push the little red button and watch the thing dance.
I've changed a few tips. I had a problem in my house one time where the little feeder tube to the tip had a little crack in it, and it was spitting oil everywhere right inside. The blower would come on and blow the oil into the firebox. We almost had a problem. I was able to find it right away and change it.
It's a mess, and like I said, I remember first thing I always did was whatever nozzle size we would come with it, I would just cut it down to about a third of that size, because they'd ship with like 2.25s. I'm like, you need about a 0.875, a 0.85 here. You don't need that here. You're going to short cycle. You're going to end up cracking the heat exchanger. And so I just cut the nozzle size way down, the first thing I ever did on anything I serviced around here. I didn't see as much in this area, but when I was living down at the coast, for some reason there was a lot of oil furnaces down there.
And they probably didn't have gas down there yet. We got lucky. We moved into Greer. I'm up here 5.5 years now, and as soon as I found out I had gas in the street, I had them put a meter on my house immediately. I have a heat pump in my house, but I also got a wood-burning stove. And as soon as the heat pump gives up the ghost, I'll be changing over to gas.
Years ago, I was at my house. I was at a point where I'm like, wow, this thing's about 20 years old now. It needs to be, you know, it's still working, but it needs to be changed. I actually went a different route, though. I put mini splits in. It's just me. I got a 5-head system. I got zone control. You know, I got 5 zones in the house, and it works great. And with the mini splits, you know, I mean, they work at a lot cooler temperatures. Like I said, Monday night, it was nice and toasty in the house. It worked fine.
Oh, yeah. No, I know. I got a couple of customers I installed mini splits this year, and they were loving life. I was like, okay, cool. But no, I've had customers, I had one customer call me. I had to change an expansion valve for him over the summertime, and got the system back up and running perfectly. And he called me up. We had a little ice on the coil outside. I said, well, that's normal. I said, oh, my heat strips are on. I said, yeah, that's normal. What's the problem?
What the heat strips are for are basically auxiliary heat and the frost heat. But yeah, I'm probably gonna have to let you run. I'm at my destination. I gotta run into the bank real quick. It's nice talking to you though. And we lost the other guy too. He's getting ready to go do some hiking up at the fish hatchery. That sounds like a lot of fun. I didn't mean to jump in on anything either. But this is KL4DZS. I'm probably gonna have to check out though and say that I'm clear and say 73.
Good to make your acquaintance. And I apologize to the other guy. I hope I wasn't quick keying too much. I'm almost at destination also. I got one more customer to take care of, and I'm heading back to the hacienda. So, gentlemen, have a good day. KB2HXS.
Worried fellas, if Yunkum's still copping me out this way, it's Whiskey Zero November Sierra. Jonathan, I'm just chilling and driving. Happy to listen to y'all. Maybe I'll learn something.
Yeah, maybe I'll learn something too. I'm always open to learn something new. Oh, very good. I think you said your name is Jonathan. I'm Dave here, just mobiling around. Now I'm in the Greer area. I got to run into a customer's house real quick, and I know what I got to fix. I had to order a part for them, too. But you have a good afternoon, and we'll catch you again. KB2HXS.
Year 73, Whiskey Zero, November Zero, monitoring.
L4DZS, I'll be clear, and it was a pleasure talking to you guys. 73.